Hey, Devin, we just got off the phone with Victor Cruz. He said he is going to light you up on Sunday.
It should be a good matchup.
What do you think about when you see the kid from UMass on film? What's he bring to the table?
He brings big playability. I mean, you see him catch passes, and he breaks a lot of tackles. I mean, he caught one pass versus the Eagles where, you know, two guys hit him. He made a move on the sideline, made them miss, and then he dropped the field and scored a touchdown. So I think his ability to make guys miss and then go up to get the ball is going to be tough. And, I mean, Eli knows that, so he gets a lot of balls thrown his way, and I think we really got to compete and try to limit him as much as we can.
Hey, Devin, you mentioned a lot of your former teammates yesterday when you spoke to the press, and Merriweather and Sanders and Bodden, and you said you still talk to those guys. I'm wondering, when you talk to Bodden, does he feel like he was treated fairly here? Is he happy to be out of New England? What's he have to say?
No, I mean, we really don't talk about that. A lot of times, you know, we're just talking as, you know, two friends talking about, you know, we'll talk about football as far as just playing. You know, did you see this play this week? He'll tell me, you know, yeah, I'm watching the game. So just that kind of time. We don't really talk about anything that has to do with his time here as far as how he feels for his organization, anything like that.
Is it your job to keep Antoine Molden and Phillip Adams keep their spirits up, their confidence up? Because last week was a tough week.
Yeah, but I think it was a tough week for all of us. And I think in practice, we all just went at it. And I think those guys are working hard, and they've been working hard. You know, a lot of guys ask me about having a bunch of new guys here, but those guys have been repping with us in practice. And I think now they both understand they have an opportunity to go out there and play, and they're excited, they're ready to go. And I think here we have our full trust in them, and we think they're capable of going out there and doing it.
Devin, I know there's still work to be done before you get to Sunday and the Giants, but in general so far this week, has the defense in general and the secondary in particular taken some great strides in correcting what was wrong in the Pittsburgh game?
I think we'll see. I think each week this season we've came out and attacked practice and went after it. So I think going out there and practicing well and trying to get better, I think it all shows up on Sunday of what we're putting in on the practice field and then off the field when it comes to studying film together.
Whatever the problems were, whether it's communication or execution, are they correctable problems? And if the answer to that is no, then I guess it would be that there's not enough talent. And I don't think you're going to tell us there's not enough talent to get it done.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think it's that. And like you said, it's a work in progress, and I think it's definitely fixable, but it's not something you can just sit back and wait. And I think we all have a sense of urgency right now to just go out there and focus on getting better and believe that if we just keep chipping away at it, that things will change.
Hey, this summer, Eli Manning took a lot of heat when, in an interview on the radio, said he thinks he's an elite quarterback and should be mentioned in the same conversation with the Bradys and the Aaron Rodgers of the world. He took a lot of grief for that, and yet he's backing it up with his performance so far, at least through the first half of the season. Do you think Eli Manning is an elite quarterback to be mentioned in those conversations about Brady and Rodgers?
Yeah, and I think it's like you said, you know, he took heat for it and he's backed it up. I think that's as competitors, that's what we look forward to. Whenever, whatever said about you or whatever you say, just it all comes down to, you know, having that opportunity to back it up. And when a guy says something, in case he's funny, comes and backs it up, I don't think there's anything anyone can say about that. He's proven that whatever he said to be true. So our job now is to go out there, you know, try to contain a elite quarterback. And it seems like week in and week out we see one of these guys. So we just got to come ready to play.
Hey, Ty Law spoke to Karen Garigian of the Herald, and he said, you know, you're friendly, your friends, he's pulling for you, but he said you've lost your swagger, and he said he's playing, Devin is playing hesitant, he's not sure of himself, he knows the defense, he knows the scheme, he's just not sure of himself, he's giving too much cushion, that has to change. Is Ty Law right? Do you feel like you've lost your swagger, Devin, and you got to get that back?
I mean, I'm just playing, and that's going to continue to be my focus. Focus on watching film, breaking it down in different areas where the coaches and myself feel like I can do better and do different things. That's what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to keep playing.
Devin McCourty, cornerback, New England Patriots. Thanks for the time. Good luck Sunday against the Giants. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Devin McCourty with Dennis and Callahan.